I'm Father Seraphim Bichoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season, as we see each and every day more and more clearly the great and wondrous signs of our Lord's resurrection, of the grace of the Holy Spirit, and each and every day we become more and more like the one who became like us in all things but sin. Today is Tuesday of the third week after Easter. We will begin our meditation with the 16th Psalm, verses 7 to 11. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence. Because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You will show me the path to life. Fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. St. Leo the Great in his 40th sermon writes, Let all wrongs be forgiven. Let all that binds be loosened. Let all that offends be cast away. Let all thoughts of revenge be forgotten, that our celebration of this holy day might find all joyful and all pure through the grace of God and humanity, and through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Indeed, this Easter season is a time for joy, a time of happiness, a time of discovering the great and the wondrous mercies that God has bestowed upon us. And as we continue our Easter journey, let us not lose sight of the protection, the guidance that God is always giving us. He remains always faithful to his promises, including the promise of life and the resurrection. Let us listen to the words of the psalmist who stresses that, indeed, God will show us the path of life, that God will always be with us to counsel us, to exhort us, to guide us, protect us, to ensure that we do indeed arrive at that final destination. Sometimes that will mean that the Lord chastens us, but that also means that he will indeed fulfill his promise of transforming us into the holy sons and daughters of the Lord. That he will, as St. Leo the Great emphasizes, bring us together into the grace and union with the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us be filled with the joy, the abounding joy of God's presence. Let us be joyful as St. Leo the Great asks us to be. Let us therefore refrain and free ourselves and others from all things that might diminish or detract from this joy, so that we might give our whole lives in praise to God. We will close with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he conquered death, and to those in the graves he granted life.